when people that you love, who are near and dear to you, leave this world, and the bodies they inhabit return to dust, to the earth. There is naturally a grieving. This grief is natural. Some yogis will say, if you are detached from the world, you will not experience the pain of loss. So they strive for this aloof detachment. But when you remove your heart from the experience of connection and love, you remove yourself from Parama Purusha, from the Infinite One. For the Infinite One dwells both in the manifest and in the unmanifest, dwells in the people, the animals, the plants, all the living beings around you. And so you cannot say that removing yourself emotionally from your attachment and love for others is knowing God, for God dwells everywhere. And in the hearts and minds of those you love dwells the Infinite One. That Infinite One can be a sleeping awareness, not in the consciousness of the being, or it can be connected in that consciousness. A stone sleeps, for tamas is strong in the stone, and it does not recognize its divine nature. It is not conscious of its divine nature. Its consciousness sleeps. A human being is conscious and may know their own divine nature and the divine nature of all that is. Or they may be unconscious of the divine nature, seeking joys in the world only. Either way, consciousness is alive. When you love someone, you connect the depth of your being to the depth of theirs. There is some spark of divinity in the personality and presence of that person to which your heart attaches. But the attachments of your life inevitably become the griefs and sorrows of your life, whether they be to persons, to circumstances, to position and status. Whatever you are attached to that is of this world and bound by time will change. Will alter. And so loss is as much a part of human life in one form or another as it is love and joy, connection, success, happiness. These are a part of human life, and so is loss. So there are those who would say it is better not to attach, not to love, because then you will not experience the pain of loss. But what you have instead is the emptiness of a life without love. But there is a spiritual key to this love for living beings. It is to recognize in your mind and in your heart that your loved ones and the spark in them that to which your heart has attached is to the infinite divinity, the God within them, the love within them. And you see that spark of beauty, that spark of love, and you're attached to that person. They have their personality and their uniqueness, and you may like some parts and not like others, but that isn't what you love. What you love is the spark of life, of essence in that person, and the unique way that it manifests through them. The beautiful flowers in the garden delight us, but they come and go with the seasons. Their memory stays with us, but the buds and the beautiful blossoms then fall away so that the seeds may come and live through the dormancy and sprout again. This is the nature of life. You are not unlike the plant, for the blossom of life is full, and then the decay comes, or the sudden death. And that which was turns into the seed, and the seed becomes dormant until the spring, when it sprouts again and again lives and again blooms. So it is with human life. No one is ever lost. Know that. Of all those living beings that you love, of all those situations and circumstances that have taken your heart, it is never lost. It only changes and changes. Life is a process of cycle. There is cycle, as the moon has cycles, as the earth has cycles around the sun, as you have the cycle of birth, life, and death. All beings have this cycle. These are the natural cycles, but they don't end at death, birth, life, and death. That is not a cycle. That's part of a cycle. Then life again. Birth, life, death. Birth, life, death. So the cycle goes on until awareness grows in magnitude to the point where there is consciousness that is fully awake and can live through all the cycles and meld into the love, which is infinite, conscious, and aware in all the cycles of creation. this ability to blossom and to seed and to blossom again. This is the nature of life. But living beings do not live on this plane alone. For what is a seed is the seed of sanskara, the basket of karma that is condensed into that seed that has the that will sprout again in fertile soil when the sun is bright, when the circumstances are right. It may be a very short time. It may be a very long time, or anything in between, before the seed sprouts again. It depends upon the fertile soil, the right circumstance for that seed to sprout. But when it is dormant, it isn't simply dormant. Indeed, for those whose consciousness is so bound in the physical world, they return to a deep sleep, a state of dormancy like the seed, for their consciousness cannot stay awake in other planes. But for others, consciousness remains awake, not in the seed form. And there is life beyond this physical world. The personality of this particular life may be gone. The circumstances of the life become just one more experience in a long line of experience. And when the seed is not needing to sprout, there is a life that is there without physical form. In the subtle realms of being, in the mental realms, and in the spiritual realms. And if consciousness is sufficiently subtle, that awakened consciousness, aware consciousness, moves into the subtle realms of pure light and pure love, and is in those realms. If there remains a little fragment of desire for this physical world, for experience, if the seed is not burnt, the consciousness will still return to the physical world. And for those who are most developed, the one link which returns them is the love for all living beings and the desire that all should find happiness, all should live and realize their full potential. So out of this great compassion, the dedications of souls return to the earth to embody the love of the divine being for all living beings. So not only those beings bound by unfulfilled desires for personal aggrandizement do come back to the physical body, but also those who have great love choose to return, choose out of infinite compassion to return to this physical world to help all beings to know that greatness within them, to know love divine. So never be afraid of death or of the loss of your loved ones. For they are always with you in spirit. You are bound to them beyond the cycle of the moment. Love is a binding force. It does not begin and end with physical forms. Love is eternal. Those you love deeply are held in your heart, and the link to them stays not only in your address book, but in your heart. It keeps you bonded. And it pulls you back together. So as the cycles turn, those you love stay with you. You are bound by the strings of the heart, by the streams of love you share. You never lose anyone. There is nothing to lose. People go nowhere. They haven't gone someplace like a far trip and they're now in South America or something. No. They're right here now. But in the dormant seed, or in the consciousness which is free, not bound in physical form. You think this is the heaven, but it is not. The joy of that freedom is very great for many when leaving this physical plane. So when you think, I have lost this person, I am so pained. Remember, they're always with you. They've gone nowhere. There's no place to go. It isn't like traveling in an aeroplane to a far distant land. This is all here and now. And the seed of the soul lives near to your heart. It is love that is the currency of the universe, and it transcends all dimensions. There is no veil between love That is why many people experience the presence in one form or another of their loved ones who have passed. Because love has no veil. Love is eternal. Love crosses all boundaries. It is the binding of the heart to the heart. The soul to the soul. So perhaps they will not be physically there with you. But they are there. That is why in many societies, those ancestors were revered. Their presence could be felt. Their guidance for their vision was wider than the vision of the earthbound soul that is narrowed by the brain and the nervous system and the body. The vision of one whose body is gone is wider. And many times they would help those in earthbound souls whom they love. So the reverence for ancestors was not misplaced. Divinity is all around you in all forms. Forms change, but the divine remains. The divine is changeless, timeless, immortal being, love without end. Forms change, the cycles move, love remains. And the consciousness attached to those forms that you love is linked to you and will return to you, is present with you. This is the nature of love. So it is not to detach yourself from love and the connection you form to others, but it is to understand deeply that connection. To understand the cycles, and that the loss you feel is simply the loss of a body that will return to dust, but not the loss of the person that you love. That remains. All right. Are there any questions?